for our work session today, we have City Manager Matthew Brower, Councilman Hilty, Councilman Molliver, our Mayor Kent Quinn, Councilman Musley, and myself, John McLeod. Mr. Brower, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Council President. Good afternoon and welcome to everyone who's in the audience. Today is the fifth budget workshop. This process, as you recall, commenced back in January during Council's two-day strategic retreat. During that retreat, Council identified several policy priorities that Council has incorporated into the budget. We have continued to receive that feedback through the first four budget sessions, and we have incorporated all that feedback into your budget document, which you have before you today. I am going to turn the time over to Cindy Kelly, our Deputy Chief Financial Officer, and she's going to walk you through our PowerPoint presentation, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. As Matt indicated, this is our fifth and final workshop of the summer for the budget season. We have two public hearings that are coming up, and Council set those dates for September 4th and September 16th. They will take place at 5:05 p.m. per statutory requirement. The first read is your tentative adoption, which is on the 4th, and then your final adoption is on the 16th. The workshops that we held were the budget format, where we went over the plans to balance the budget and the things that were going to be incorporated. We also had a second workshop for capital projects and replacement and renewal. We then looked at the general fund and the ancillary funds, like the special revenue funds. And at the last workshop, we looked at the enterprise funds. All the changes requested by Council have been incorporated into the budget document, and we are balanced. The rollback rate of 6.1638 was used to balance the general fund budget. We are fully funded at the 20% reserve level in the general fund. All of our enterprise funds are balanced revenues to expenditures without the use of reserves to meet their requirements. We are instituting the 25% reserve fund balance policy for the enterprise funds. And Council will see that formal policy come to you sometime in September for formal adoption. We also kept the transfers to the general fund at 6% of gross revenues from the enterprises. You will also see that incorporated into the transfer and reserve policy for the enterprises. And we did use the one-time transfer from the internal service funds. That was the $2.5 million savings we had in our internal service funds that we returned back to the general fund. We budgeted for the raise for employees as requested by Council. We had a $50,000 breakpoint. Employees that made $50,000 and less will receive a 3% increase to their base salary on October 1. And employees that made over $50,000 will receive a 1.5% increase. Part-time employees will also receive a 1.5% increase. Employees that are part of one of our three bargaining units, the IBEW, police, and fire, will not receive any raise on October 1. Those raises will be incorporated once contracts have been signed with those different bargaining units. Yes.
Will they be retroactive?
It'll depend on what that's part of the bargaining. I would assume that we would have them be retroactive to whatever the date of the contract is. But that's a bargaining item, so each of the unions have requested, you know, their different compensation packages.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, so police and fire are not going to get this increase.
Are not. We are bargaining with them right now, so they bargain what their wage increases will be.
Okay, because I'd asked you the question. I said, are police and fire getting this increase? And you said yes.
Yes, once they get the collective bargaining agreements done. It also includes the IBEW, the city's third union, which was established last year.
Right.
So yeah, they would get it provided that it was collectively bargained in their agreements. That's correct.
If they agree to it. So this basically,
why
this
they
is
not agree to it?
Then they don't they wouldn't get it if they didn't agree to it. If this is the city's wage proposal, if you will, for raises, and the bargaining units can request whatever wage package they would like, and at the bargaining table we'll better that out and come to a contract, which is why we won't just automatically give raises October 1, because we haven't bargained all that out yet.
So it may be an excess of this that they may bargain for.
They could.
Could be anything, yes.
They could.
Could be anything.
But they should at least get this.
It all comes down to the negotiations and what can be negotiated in the agreements.
What scenario would you see that they would not get this?
Well, we would hope that they would get, excuse me. One of the unions right now is asking for, I believe, 6% increases for 3 years.
Okay.
Another union is asking for something a little bit different. And so the collective bargaining agreement, of course, encompasses all facets of the relationship,
right.
Sure. Salary being one of those. And so, of course, this would be what we place on the table and what we would hope that they would buy off on. But, of course, there's a lot of parts of that negotiation which are intertwined, that are related to one another, and so it's just part of that agreement.
So worst-case scenario, they would get this?
Well, it depends what they bargain. In other words, they may want less. Let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
They may say, well, we want fewer changes to our pension, and therefore we'll take less of an increase in pay.
Okay.
So
all right.
That is just a hypothetical scenario.
And that hypothetical would only apply to police and fire, correct?
Well, the IBEW is in negotiations right now as well. And although they have not, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about negotiations in a public meeting, but those negotiations are ongoing.
Right.
And pension has been a topic, but they've also asked for a certain pay raise for IBEW represented employees. And again, all of that is negotiated, and all of that would eventually come back to you for adoption.
And that's the general employees pension, IBEW?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, if they don't negotiate at all or just say, okay, everything is fine, then they get 3% raise. So
if,
they vote on it. They got to vote on it, but I'm just saying they do that.
I'm not sure I understand your point. I think what you said is if they say we like the increase, plug it into the agreement, that's what they'd get. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted on that. I'm sure we'll hear about it. When's that going to be concluded?
The IBEW has been ongoing now for about a year. The police have been underway now for a couple months, and the fire, we're still waiting on a date for the union to begin our first session.
Okay.
And will you be taking a more active role in negotiating with the unions?
I have generally not taken an active role. I usually will show up maybe at the first meeting to get it off to a good start, but I don't think they can have to roll for several reasons, which we've talked about behind the scenes.
Well, and I guess my point is, in the past, city managers have taken a more active role. I just think it may be a little better to move things along.
And that's a point well taken. I have asked for a meeting to be set up with my team to identify, if you will, a timeline for trying to push this thing forward, make sure these things can be done in a timely manner, beginning with the end of mind, and continue to plan backward, make sure that we can hit that target. And so I agree with you, and we're going to look at a calendar to see if we can't push this forward a little more aggressively.
Well, I guess my question, too, would be, you know, given what you're saying, there's the general employees pension, there's police, there's the fire, pretty much is all the employees that we have. Who's getting a 1.5% or 3% raise? Because it's certainly not, you know, the directors and people like that are, you know, lieutenants and majors at the police department. I don't know about fire, but who's getting this increase?
Well, those that are currently not covered by a collective bargaining agreement. In other words, which would
the ones
be.
I just described.
Well, let's take each group as an example. So the general employees, is Sandra in the room? Or Jared? If I get this wrong, I'm going to trust that you'll correct me. But generally, in the IBEW, when they established that union, they identified what positions would be in it and what positions would be left out of it.
Sure.
And if I remember correctly, the positions left out of it are generally anyone that's got a supervisory role anywhere.
Right.
So it could be a foreman, it could be a director, a division leader, anyone along that line. So I think that's the same for the fire union as well. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, there's about six employees of the police department would fit that bill?
No, they're
chief, the two majors.
We have comm techs, we have records techs.
Pardon me?
I mean, we have other supervisors that aren't included.
That are not in the union?
Right.
I thought it was about six.
Shift supervisors, we have other director of support services, positions that would not be included if they're considered professional, supervisory, managerial, or confidential. They would not be included.
Okay. Not a lot of people.
I would say it's probably over 100. Around 100, maybe?
Citywide?
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is.
10%.
Yes.
Hypothetical. IBEW. Just like the TD workers, when their raise was put into place. That union has the right to say, okay, we're okay with that, and it can go through in a much quicker fashion, right? It doesn't have to be a drawn-out process.
The increase that was provided to TD, sub, and meter,
right.
We had to approach them and seek their approval of that, right. as a courtesy. Realize they don't have a collective bargaining agreement right now, but the salary increase is what we're talking about today. Would be a component of that collective bargaining agreement, and so it'd have to be a part of that contract. So ultimately, they do have to sign off on it, and as will the city council at some point in the future.
Okay.
And I guess the other thing, too, is you're really not, I mean, if you're talking about, I'm either going to take it away from you on your pension benefit, or I'm going to give you a raise. It's either or. You're really not giving them anything.
May I apologize? I'm not sure what you're saying.
If you're talking about you're negotiating pension benefits or salary, you're just saying, if I give you a raise, I'm going to reduce your pension benefit. If I don't give you a raise, then I'll keep your pension the same. I mean, not giving them anything.
Well, again, that was just one hypothetical.
Yeah. Okay.
There are multiple facets in a collective bargaining agreement, from pension, health insurance, salary. I mean, there are a number of facets in there, and all of them are intertwined to create a single agreement.
Right.
Any questions for Mr. Brown?
Well, I kind of feel like you did, too, that Matt would be sitting in on these negotiations, but he says, I understand where it's coming from, the way he feels about it, but we need to push it on. These people.
Well, and my point in saying that, it, historically speaking, city managers have been a little bit more active, and you know, there's just two ways of thought there. I think this would make it a little bit more efficient.
Well, actually, the city managers in the past have not been active, except for Ricky Horst. When Ricky Horst came, he was more active, but prior to that, city managers have
I don't want to go back as far as Ricky Horst, but
yes. Okay.
Well,
I actually thought Scotty Andrews did, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Because we had Paul and Susan in there, and they were not at the table.
Yes.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you want him to be there.
Well, I understand that.
He works for you.
I understand he works for us.
I understand that. That's not what I'm getting at. We're not giving him a direct order to do so. We're suggesting that might move things along in a quicker fashion.
Yeah, I'll say something. At the end of the day, Mr. Brower works for the council.
Right.
But we're not going to micromanage him. He gets to run his unit the way he sees fit, and then we'll evaluate him based upon the results of that.
Sure. You're right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And my point in saying so, it was a suggestion more than, you know.
Well, that's what I thought.
And we have actually been progressing pretty well with the IBEW. We've only had one session with the FOP, but I think looking at their agreement, we should move along quickly with them. The pension is going to be, of course, the sticking point with the FOP and the IAFF. I mean, we anticipate that to be, you know, an issue, because that's going to be up for a lot of discussion. But right now, the IBEW, we're getting fairly close to being able to bring back a package.
And please understand, although I may not be present at the table, one, we have a tremendously talented team there, and like a coach on the sidelines who is intimately involved in the play of the game plan that day, I am very much involved in that game plan, orchestrating it, making sure it's carried out. And for the reasons that we talked about in various meetings, I've spoken with many city managers, including Russ Blackburn in Gainesville, and that seems to be the best practice. But I do hear you, and I will consider that with my negotiation team will carry forward.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Brown? Ms. Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, we just have two items for consideration today. At the two workshops ago, we talked about the IT department, the newly formed IT department, evaluating the CIP purchases for IT, and we also have a compensation package for the directors. The IT department has reviewed the purchases that were submitted for IT, and these are the purchases that they recommend that we go ahead with. They are mostly hardware in nature, so regardless of our movement to the cloud and the outsourcing of the different functions, these particular items we would need to purchase anyway. So we will be putting those back into the capital plan.
Recall, they were initially in the budget, and the question came up, well, we've got the Technology Innovation Board that's going to review these requests, so should we pull them out and have that board review them one-on-one? Cindy and I were kind of on different camps as we explored this issue, and so we thought it'd be best to put this back in with the understanding that the TIB is still intimately involved in the request and review of IT-related purchases. So nothing's changed except for we're putting the IT budget back in the document where it had been originally.
Are you looking for some feedback, Cindy?
Oh,
yes.
I'm fine with it. I don't know how the rest of the council members feel.
And the next item is, I believe Mr. Brower has had some conversations related to coming up with a compensation package related to the directors. If you'll recall at the last meeting, we approved the 1.5% and the 3% for employees, and all directors were excluded. So Mr. Brower has looked at a package for the directors of a 1% increase. And there are 21 directors in the city. This excludes all of cabinet, the city manager, the chief of police, and the deputy chief of police. So that works out on average to about $1,000 per director.
So looking for your feedback on that as well. As you recall, I made the arguments to you that in many cases, these folks are working not just 40 hours per week, they're working 50, 60, sometimes 70 hours per week based upon the time of year. These folks have really stepped up over the last 3 or 4 years in particular as the city has tried to weather the worst economic recession since the Great Depression. And they've done a fabulous job getting us through this difficult time, accepting more, doing more with less, and accepting the challenges I have tasked them with time and time again. And of course, they've risen to the challenge time and time again. And of course, as you know, a salary and benefits package, the whole purpose behind that is for recruitment and retention of the right employees. And that's what it's for. It's about retention and recruitment of the right employees. I feel like that we've got a tremendous team in place. And I would propose to you a 1% increase for the group that Cindy described, excluding myself, excuse me, cabinet, the chief of police, as well as the deputy.
Have you used merit raises in the past with these people? They're just the directors. Have you had that opportunity?
When you say merit, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, when you see exemplary performance from somebody, you have discretion to use and give them a merit raise.
I'm glad you actually brought that up. One thing I thought about talking to you about today, I'll probably push back until your January strategic retreat, is we are going to implement here in the next 30 days a performance evaluation tool that's designed around a merit award. It's trying to align the organization behind the strategic goals and basing the PER evaluation tool on using that strategy. So in subsequent years, if there is available money, it would be divvied out based upon one's evaluation, which is tied to merit.
Right.
And so we're hoping that can be put in effect next fiscal year.
How does that work with the union, then?
That's got to be negotiated.
Right.
So.
Just a quick question on that increase. Would that be, would their pension benefit be calculated in that that new, in their base salary or whatever you're going to?
It's pensionable, yes.
Pensionable. Mm-hmm. Because they worked extra hours and put in an extra effort.
No, they get a salary. So they
get
salary.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're saying that they've worked over and above and done great things,
yes.
And that's one of the reasons why
yes.
you want to do that.
Mr. Mulder, okay. You had a question?
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Browder about this too, and I'm, for the $22,000, we can't go wrong. Go ahead and go with it. Even if they put in 10 hours more, they deserve it.
You know, it's basically just the executive cabinet on this side and executive cabinet on the police side, which is...
That's correct.
I have no issue with this.
And his total request number is less than, I think, what was last time?
That is correct.
Hello, Ms. Rich.
That's correct.
Hello, Ms. Rich.
Even after the adjustments, we're still coming in with less of a number?
That's correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I am. I'm just curious, as again, with the merit raises, sometimes when you get into those positions, that's where you can get more bang for your buck.
Yes.
And across the board, 1% or something of that nature there, because you're actually down recognizing the individual here. You're not really recognizing the individual as a person. You're recognizing the group by just looking across the board. So I think that's just a better character stick.
I agree. We have systematically changed the way we hire, the way that we promote, the way that we train. And the next step, of course, is the way by which we do annual reviews and tying them into some type of merit program. We're hoping to be successful doing this next year.
I think our chief has something he would like to say.
I'm not sure why the deputy chief, Greg Graham, police chief, sorry. I'm not sure why the deputy chief was excluded from the 1%, but I would respectfully request that he be included. I need to be excluded, but I think he...
Because executive cabinet... deputy city managers on this side, and
I don't have a cabinet.
Well, I understand that, but that would be the.
Okay.
I
just a request.
That's my thought. I mean, I'm not going to speak to the other council members by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, the only argument I'd make to that was it's my understanding, and I don't know this to be necessarily. Entirely true, but when people were made cabinet members, they were given raises. Rodney was made the deputy chief years ago. He hasn't received a raise because he's my cabinet member. So I just think him being excluded might be a little bit unfair.
Those valid argument.
If that were the case, if he hadn't gotten a raise when he was made deputy chief.
No. He was given a raise when he was made deputy chief.
Okay.
But so were the majors. So were the captains, so were the lieutenants.
Okay.
But.
How much are we talking about in the raise?
1% would be a grand.
About 1,000.
Yeah.
About 1,000.
About $1,000.
Well, I think if he hadn't received the raise in this many years and stuff,
he falls into the same category as everybody else, pretty much.
Yeah, I put him in the same category as a department director. He does work more than 40, 50 hours a week. He's a valued member of the organization. And
I can
go.
Thank you.
I can go either way.
Just add him in.
You know, I'd like to make sure by looking at all the salaries, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If he's one of the, you know, and he probably is not. If he was one of the higher paid ones, then, you know.
Yeah.
I think it should.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Are we adding the deputy chief? Is that what I heard?
Is that consensus? Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So the way it is right now, then, the city manager, my cabinet, which is five members, and the police chief would be excluded. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
That is all that we have today, unless council has questions. Yes?
I have a question. How telecom how are we coming on that? We're supposed to be saving some money there, but are we?
In, what, I'm sorry, did you say telecom or the IT?
Yes, I have a memo. I had John Noel put a memo together, which I'm going to put out probably this Friday. Excuse me. So, yes, he outlines how that savings is taking place, where we're transferring those employees, when those vacancies come up. And so I'll have that memo up on Friday. If any questions, by all means, circle back with me. I'll get them answered.
So we have figured about $400,000 a year or something like that.
Yeah, it was intended to achieve the intended target over an 18 to 24-month period.
Yeah.
And we're just a couple months into this thing.
So we're on track?
We're on track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any further questions for Mr. Brower? Ms. Rich, you have anything?
I don't know what you were talking about, so I'll just wait until the next conversation.
Well, we just gave your salary a 100% bonus increase.
Wow!
I think the voters.
Or maybe I need to go out and come back again. It might be. Who did y'all give raises to?
So, Ms. Rich, where we're at today is, recall the last budget work meeting, the City Council agreed to provide a 3% increase for anyone making $50,000 or less, a 1.5% increase for anyone making $50,000 or more. That would not have included anyone in T&D, substation, or meter that got that recent market adjustment, and it did not include anyone that was essentially at a director level or higher. What council did today was reaffirm the 3%, the 1.5%, but they also added the directors, if you will, at 1%. And this is about 21 people, you said, Cindy? 21 people, directors, would receive 1% this year as well. So only people that would not receive anything would be me, police chief, and five members of my cabinet.
And the total of that,
22,451.
Yeah. It's going to be a little more than
that. A little more than that. So $23,000 or so.
$23,000 total. Just to add those few people in. All right. Nobody has anything else?
I do.
Mr. Musley has something.
In your packet that's going to be delivered Friday will be a two evaluations, as we've previously discussed. There'll be an evaluation of the city manager form and evaluation of the city attorney form. At our next meeting, we can discuss those forms if the rest of the council deems that you approve the use of the forms. You'll be able to take them home that night, do your evaluation, and we'll have a return date, at which time they'll be returned to the city clerk for tabulation of the results. You basically score them on a 1 to 5, with 1 being unacceptable and 5 being acceptable, exceptional performance. Since this is the first time we've done it, I decided that it was too much to try to do the city clerk and internal auditor as well. So we'll start out with these two individuals. Well, city attorney is more than one individual, but anyway, we'll start with city manager and city attorney and go from there. I trust you'll like the forms, and I've even given you some background information that Jimmy and I were able to get off the internet and kind of guiding you how to do the evaluation and just take it. And I think you'll be pleased with what we come back with. It's not rocket science,
right?
But it's simple enough, but I think thorough enough that you'll be able to use it, as a real tool.
Going through this, can we pick up the other ones maybe halfway through the year or something like that?
That's certainly our prerogative. Yeah. Their contracts come due in October.
Right,
okay?
I realize that, but I mean,
yeah.
To your point, to get through it first, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, if I could speak to that really quick. Sure. You mentioned, can you do the auditor and can you do the clerk sometime halfway through the year? Evaluations are a great tool. There's no doubt about that. As I mentioned earlier, we're trying to establish a PER system to provide for merit returns. As I've told my staff, evaluations are done year long. Constantly giving that feedback, constantly giving those course corrections so they can be made early. So I think the evaluation, it should be informal throughout the year, constantly given the feedback so we're aware of it and we can make those course corrections ongoing.
I was going to go ahead, Mr. President. Would you like Chief and I just to list his accomplishments and what the police department's done and submitted, or how would you like us to do that?
Well, are you talking about in relation to the city manager and city attorneys?
No, police chief.
Oh, the police chief.
Just like list accomplishments and submit it.
Once you see the evaluation form, I mean, if you wanted to, I guess you could adapt it for use of the police chief. Okay. I mean, that's because he reports to you, not council.
Yeah, but you renew his contract.
You're exactly correct. Yeah. But we renew his contract based upon your recommendation.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you may come back and say, you know, we don't need to renew this guy's contract.
Doubtful.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you.
So, let me.
I got somebody's attention.
He's perking out back there. So let me get this straight. We want to. You suggest that we do the city manager and the city attorney first go around.
Yes.
Okay. Any issues with that? Is that good with everyone?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Yeah. And again, this is just a workshop, so it'll be an agenda item on the Tuesday agenda with all the necessary forms, and council can up or down.
Yeah, Angel's over there going, yeah, I agree with you. That's fine.
So Jay, just to clarify, these will be given out when?
It'll be in their packet.
For next Tuesday's council meeting?
For next Tuesday's council meeting, yes. Okay. I had Jimmy, since I don't have access to put stuff on the agenda, Jimmy did it on my behalf. You should have gotten notified.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. It's there.
Okay.
Unless he didn't do it properly.
I haven't seen it. So if I could look at it, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then we'll discuss it further at the meeting and then go from there. Okay. Yes.
Sure. Cindy, are you satisfied the way everything turned out on the budget? And are we in good shape?
Yes, sir. Everything is wonderful.
Anything you can recommend that we could do better?
Well, I think y'all did fine.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your hard work.
Thank you. I didn't do it alone. I have a huge staff behind me that helped out, and the department heads and all of their staff, so it's definitely a team effort. But thank you very much.
You know, the reality is a lot of the appreciation goes to this leadership here. The last four, I'd even say 5 years, have been some of the toughest in the city's history. I won't spend a lot of time reviewing it, but as you know, this has been the worst recession since the Great Depression. It's been the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. And this staff here can be credited for helping in the trenches, guide us through this difficult time. And of course, council members changing the general employees pension plan, tough thing to do, but I think you did the right thing. We got some more tough decisions coming forward to help us weather the storm. And so my thanks to you and my staff for being a part of the solution here, helping get us through this difficult time.
Okay, any further comments?
Good job.
Like a new greenskeeper coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.